Let us pray. O God, send your Spirit to us to open our hearts so that we might discern your word amid the words of Scripture read and proclaimed, so that in hearing your word, we may be formed in the way of Christ for one another and our world. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. So the first part of, of Psalm 22, which is our first reading, the first part of it is lament of suffering that we hear quoted in the Gospels by Jesus on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Today, however, on this second Sunday in Lent, we read from the end of the psalm, in which the tone shifts to that of thanksgiving for God's providence, which embraces all creation, the offspring of Israel and Jacob, but also all the families of the nations, the living, but also those who sleep in the earth. Now reading from Psalm 22, verses 23 through 31, listen for God's word. Praise the Lord, you that fear God. Stand in awe of God, O offspring of Israel, all of you of Jacob's line, glory. For God does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty, neither turns away from them. When they cry to the Lord, they are heard. My praise is in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the presence of those who worship the Lord. The poor shall eat and be satisfied, and those who seek the Lord shall give praise. May your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall bow before God. For sovereignty belongs to the Lord, who rules over the nations. To God alone, all who sleep in the earth bow down in worship. All who go down to the dust fall before God. My soul shall live for God. My descendants shall serve God. They shall be known as the Lord's forever. They shall come and make known to a people yet unborn the saving deeds that God has done. So ends the first reading.
In last week's gospel reading, we listened again to the heavenly voice declare Jesus to be God's son at his baptism. However, the disciples do not understand Jesus's true identity. When Jesus asks who they say he is, Peter does answer by claiming him to be the Christ. However, in Mark's version of this story, Jesus responds by silencing him and then teaching the disciples about the suffering he must face. That response is our gospel reading for today from Mark, book 8, chapters 27 to 38. Listen again for God's word. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly objected them, and he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.